We are up to the beginning of Simin Yud Dalid. We've just concluded Simin Yud Gimel. Yud Beis was dealing with the halachas of your tzitzis becoming pasul, and Yud Gimel was dealing with your tzitzis becoming pasul and removing them. Yud Beis described what would make them pasul. Yud Gimel told us what to do once they become pasul, Shabbos and during the week. We are now beginning Simin Yud Dalid, and we will be doing Sifim Aleph and Beis. We learned previously the halachas of making tzitzis, and we saw that they have to be spun l'shem tzitzis, and as a result of it, they could not be spun by someone who does not have kavana for lishma. We did, however, say that if a non-Jew was spinning it and a Jew was telling him to do that lishma, there were opinions that that is kosher. That would be kosher, because the Jew standing over him is telling him to do it lishma. That's all with regard to making the strings. The actual placing of the tzitzis in the hole in the beged, and the tying of it, which means the kesher elyon, the double knot, the first windings, and then the second double knots, that has to be done by a Jew. The Mechaber says, tzitzis sha'oson en Yehudi pasul, dichsiv daber el b'nei Yisrael. Daber el b'nei Yisrael, v'asulem tzitzis, the asiyah must be done by a Jew. This is referring to placing it into the hole, as well as tying it, and once again, tying it means only that which is liyakuva, the first set of double knots, and the first windings, and then the second set of double knots. Even if a Jew told the non-Jew to do it, l'shem tzitzis, that would not help. You need a Jew actually making the tzitzis. Says the Mechaber, v'ha isha k'shera l'asosan. Although women are potter from tzitzis, a woman is still considered one of the B'nai Yisrael, and she is allowed to tie tzitzis. The Ramah says, Hagov yesh machmirim la'atzrich anashim she'asu osam. There are some who say that tzitzis have to be tied by those who are chayev in tzitzis, and that would be dafka men and not women. V'tov la'asas kein l'chatchila. And l'chatchila you should do that it should be a man tying the tzitzis and not a woman. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that is only with regard to the tying of the tzitzis. With regard to the spinning of the wool and making the strings of the tzitzis, there we said all you need is someone who could do it lishma. There's no reason why a woman cannot go and make the tzitzis lishma. Whereas with regard to tying the tzitzis, there l'chatchila should be a man and not a woman. Now, the Prima Godim goes into the issue of a cotton. How about a cotton making tzitzis? So there's a machlokas. The Prima Godim says he should not. The Malbim in Arzis Achaim says that he could. The Mishnah Berurah, of course, points out that only takes care of him not being puzzled to make the tzitzis. But with regard to the lishma, you need a gadol telling him to do it lishma. Therefore, the halacha is that you should not have a cotton making your tzitzis, even if you tell him to, since we do have the Prima Godim saying not to. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says it's clear that when a katan becomes chayev in tzitzis for chinuch, he can make his own tzitzis. Anything that he is chayev in, he is capable of making himself. So a katan can tie himself a pair of tzitzis. Now, what happens if he tied himself a pair of tzitzis and then became a gadol? At his bar mitzvah, does he have to unravel them and tie them again? Says the Mishnah Berurah, well, at that point it is bidieved. Bidieved, we rely on a katan being kosher for tzitzis. Therefore, l'chatchila katan shouldn't tie tzitzis. If they were tied already, they're kosher. So before his bar mitzvah, he can tie his tzitzis, and once he's bar mitzvah, they're made already. So he can actually continue wearing them with a bracha. So a non-Jew could not make tzitzis even if a Jew tells him to make it lishma, even if we know that he's making it lishma. A woman, the mechaber holds, can make tzitzis, can tie the tzitzis. The Ramah would hold that she should not l'chatchila. And with regard to a cotton also, we have a machlokis and we paskin l'chatchila, he should not be tying his own tzitzis or for a gadol, unless he is a cotton, there was a yil l'chinuch for himself alone, there he could tie it. For a gadol he could not. And b'dieved, whether he made it for a gadol or made it for himself and then became a gadol, the halach is that it's tzitzis or kosher. Sif Beis, hitul yisrol tzitzios bebeged below chavana. He put his tzitzis in and he had no kavana. He had absolutely no kavana. So the Mechaber says that you can rely on the Shitas HaRambam that it's kosher, but he should not make a bracha. In other words, we have a machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam Shita is that they do not have to be put in Lishma. The other Rishonim say that it does. The halacha is that you should not make a bracha on tzitzis that were not actually tied Lishma. But if you actually have such tzitzis, you can put them on. You won't make a bracha, but you're allowed to put them on. Now the question is, what does the Rambam mean? When the Rambam says without kavana, does he mean that it can even be with the kavana of not l'shem mitzvah? I'm doing this shalol l'shem mitzvah. Or does he just mean bistoma? So there's a machlokas in that. In the Bir Halacha brings two opinions, whether the Rambam would only say it where it's stam, or the Rambam would even say it where his kavana was not for the sake of tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says, with regard to this halacha, the Mechaber says you can wear them without a bracha. Why should you be wearing tzitzis without a bracha? He therefore says that we must be talking about a situation where you couldn't undo them. For example, it's almost Shabbos. But if you could undo them, then you're required to undo them and tie them again so that you can put on tzitzis with a bracha and you can put on your tzitzis in a way that they're definitely chayiv. With regard to machshava, thought, the Mishnah Berurah had previously told us that when you need lishma, such as in the case of the spinning of the wool, you should not only rely on machshava, but you should actually say that it's the shem mitzvah tzitzis. Now over here, it'll be kosher with the svek sveka. Because number one, it could be it doesn't have to be lishma altogether because of the Rambam Shita. Even if it does have to be lishma, well, perhaps machshava is enough. So here he says that if you did not say it, although you should lechatchila, if you did not say it, b'dieved, your tzitzis would be kasha because of svek sveka. He also adds that there's another svara that we may say, that in a case of stoma, since you already did the tviya lishma, you already went and spun them for the sake of tzitzis, you're dealing with tzitzis that are made from mitzvah. When you then put them into the beged, perhaps we could say stoma lishma, that when you do it with stam, it's as if it's lishma, since the tviya was already done lishma. So you can add that as another reason that we would be makel b'machshava, but we are not makel without machshava on the basis of that svara. In the Bir Halacha, he wants to say that the Rishonim who tell us that when it's shalol lishma, or it's stoma, better yet, when it's stoma, it's not kosher, we're talking about where a katan was tying tzitzis for somebody else because the other person told him to. So there you can say to yourself, why is he tying them? He has no idea. Someone else told him to. But if he takes a beged and he buys tzitzis and he goes and he starts tying those tzitzis to the beged, wouldn't we say that the stoma is that his kavana is lishma? L'maisa, the Bir Halacha leaves that for speculation. He says it could be that in such a case, when someone is tying his own tzitzis, even though they were done stoma, when he's tying his own tzitzis, the halacha is that we would consider that. We would consider that lishma. Nevertheless, the halachi, he says, that a person should say it or at least think lishma, even when he's tying his own tzitzis.